pay $2,000 scholarships and two $500 scholarships.
And I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So the bills that we have for this month is I have one for Emily Olson for 35. She just had a, it's for a tree sale refund. She lived out of town. That was her only thing.
She won that.
I'm just going to mail it to her. And then I have a check for Lincoln Oaks for $8,283.96, and that is for trees. I have a check for Watkins Printing for $1,266.87, and that was for the newsletter printing last time. I have one to UACD for $843.12. That is for clerk wages. So, and I have one to Cache County for $150. That's for the building rental for the tree sale. And then I have the one for me, and it's for, so $547.80 of it is reimbursements for stuff I bought for the tree sale because the card wasn't working. And then $1,000 is for, like, that's what we agreed in my contract, is I get $1,000 for doing the tree sale.
Yeah.
And then I just have, I have your reimbursements to send in for the state. So I submitted for $9,330.81. She won't get all of that back because that will put you over your $11,000. That's what you had to be submitted for this time. And then I'll, and then the scholarships, the four scholarships, I'll get those checks written out and figure out how best to get them.
Well, then your two kids came the next day. Did they work while I was there? I mean, we paid the one group.
Yeah.
We ought to pay the other group there. And, you know, I don't know what we do, but we ought to pay them.
I usually pay them a little bit out of my money because I make them come.
Somehow we got to pay Meg. That can't come out of her money.
No, it couldn't come out of her money.
And Christy won't put a lot of time into that, especially Christy has a lot of hours chasing them, everything around. She still has a lot more to go with the late tree
sale. Oh yeah, they try to sell them at nights. They're both days all day. What do you want to do? He's there at least 6 hours, 7 hours.
Who are we talking about now?
Nate.
Oh, whatever you figured out. Huh?
So he's there to receive
them. He receives them, sorts them, sells them, talks to them.
How many hours?
He's there at least 7 or 8 hours. $150.
Oh, I was thinking more than that.
Okay. Well, I don't care what it is, but we got to pay him.
Yeah.
$200? You guys say.
$30 an hour is $210.
That sounds good to me.
You need a motion on that one?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion. We pay Nate $210 for 6 hours labor that he spent.
Seven hours labor.
Well, you said six. Make up your mind.
Well, a 30, you got to have 7 to get 210.
Yeah.
That's just what he spent that day, too.
Okay.
He spent a lot.
Whatever hours he spent.
I'll second it.
Okay. Richard seconded it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I hate to do it without him. Well, we wouldn't do it without him.
We wouldn't.
These poor guys do the same thing, but unfortunately they're already getting paid.
They're already getting big money.
They get in trouble. Oh, they're not getting much money.
So then we just need a motion to pay all the bills.
I make a motion we pay all the bills that...
That's a bad trough.
And I second that.
Friday just went to comp time Saturday.
And everybody said aye.
The Friday went to comp time Saturday.
Do we have to sign anything?
Or are they all signed? Never get your retirement.
Checks. Okay.
Well, you know,
the trough.
And then we need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay.